In this session, we're going to talk about some early marketing, because at this stage of your book, it's a really good idea to put your writing aside for a moment and get the word out to your friends and family and beyond. Have you heard the story of the McDonald's franchise rise to fame? I'd like to talk about that story just a minute before we get started. We'll just cover the highlights. The McDonald brothers, Mac and Dick, started a hamburger restaurant in San Bernardino, California in 1948. The locals loved their food and especially the French fries, so their business began to thrive. As the story goes, a traveling salesman named Ray Kroc came by to sell them a milkshake machine and noticed the long lines of people waiting to place their order. Out of curiosity, he too ordered, and he fell in love with the French fries. Up to that point, Kroc had not been very successful. He had tried selling this and that door to door, but had never made much money doing it. However, he had that marketing gift, and even though it had never been developed, the gift was still there. So Kroc tasted the fries, saw the waiting lines, and bingo, ideas began to flood. He wanted to start a franchise operation and take these restaurants to the nation. Well, there was some back and forth. The brothers were not too keen on it, and eventually Kroc bought the franchise business and developed his plan. To infinity and beyond! Now every child in America can recognize the golden arches before they can read. Billions of dollars have been made by Kroc's organization as he has marketed the restaurants across the country and even around the world. The bottom line, it was not the invention that made the money, it was the marketing. Now I know there's that old saying, build a better mousetrap and people will beat a path to your door. But I would like to add, not if they don't know about it. Now, the same is true with your book. You can write the best book in the world, but people will not buy it and they won't read it if they don't know about it. So marketing is a very important element in your process, and indeed it's one of the most important elements. We've already mentioned telling your family and friends. Now we're going to talk about going beyond those who already know you. After all, if you're going to be successful, you'll need some strangers to buy your book. Now, to get started, let's look at some platforms you'll need to establish. Hopefully, these will be in place before your book is published. Think about how often you have heard someone being interviewed who says that their book will be out in 2 months or 6 months, and how often do you see ads saying, soon to be released? I didn't understand this concept when I wrote my first book, so I was behind the eight ball when my book was released, and I had a lot of catching up to do. I want you to benefit from my mistake. So what do we need to do right now? That's the question. How do we spread the word beyond our close circle? The internet has totally transformed this aspect of things, as it has so many others. If you're a digital native, meaning that the internet has been available all of your life, you might not understand the significance of how this aspect has changed things, but otherwise, you will. We're going to talk about setting up platforms in many places. And when I say platforms, I mean spaces online that you will use to spread the word about your book, places where people can hear from you and from where they can share with others. These spaces will include a website and several social media sites, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. Now, there are several other spaces you might want to add, but these are the most popular, so we'll cover these. Now, many people like YouTube, and it would be a good idea to start some videos there if you feel comfortable with it, but we won't include these in these tutorials. We won't include YouTube. So let's get on with it. First, I'm going to give a little overview of each of these platforms. There's a lot of information out there about how to best implement each one, but much more information than I can supply here, so this will be just highlights. So let's get started. First, we have Facebook. facebook.com. Do you already have a Facebook account? Most people do. Facebook is the most used and the friendliest of all the sites. Too casual for some people. It's like the joke. I almost forgot to update my status that I'd been to the gym. What a waste of a workout that would have been. Now, for a while, I was not so excited about Facebook because it seemed that people were putting out too much information. Either they were releasing a picture of what they had had for dinner, or they were ranting about their cause, or ranting at someone who had irritated them. None of that appealed to me. But recently, I have realized the significance of this casual venue. Whether we're writing a book or establishing a blog or a podcast, one of the battles we have is finding the confidence we need. Often people online seem so very sure of themselves, and they convey the persona of a totally self-assured, got-it-all-together individual. Thus we slither to the corner feeling insecure and afraid. I've realized that the people I've learned from the most are the ones who are honest about their insecurities. Their openness causes me to let my guard down and to listen to what they have to say. Their vulnerability allows me to relate to them and learn from them. So I've decided that when done the right way, Facebook can be a very terrific platform. After all, that is the place where people seem to get real. So if you have a Facebook account, you want to add a page for your book. It can be titled like your book, or it can be named after your business or your subject. Now, I would suggest that you select a title which can let people know what it's about. I have seen some very catchy, cute titles to pages which don't give me a clue about their content, so I don't even bother to go there. And perhaps it would be something that would benefit me, but since the title is off, I never do even look. So people are busy. You don't want them having to take the time to figure out what your page is about. Let them know with the title if you can. When I set up my page, I was told to use my book title, to keep that name out there. So that's what I did. And there are people who still say that's a good idea, but I'm not so sure now. Since that time, I have written quite a few books, and just the one title doesn't cover everything. So I'm not so sure about using your book title. This is just for you to decide. But be sure to add a cover picture and a headshot, and to fill out as much information as possible. Then send a message to your friends inviting them to like your page. You can send that out in the message section to all of your friends. Okay, so now we come to LinkedIn. Who's on LinkedIn? As a whole, the LinkedIn population is a little older, a little more sophisticated, and more prosperous than the other sites. Thus, it can be a great site for business. LinkedIn is the opposite of Facebook in many ways. No food pictures and no rants. People are businesslike and a little more formal. However, you can still be real here, not stiff. And one of the clues to making LinkedIn a success is to join groups and get into a discussion. You can also put articles on your site, which can be distributed to your links. This is a great place to establish yourself as a serious writer, and it's also a great place for some in-depth conversations. So what's next? We come to Instagram. Now, you can almost think of Instagram's clientele as the opposite of LinkedIn's. It's one of the favorite places for the younger generations. Lots of pictures and videos and many accounts of spur-of-the-moment activity, shopping here, eating there, etc. If your avatar is young people, college age, or even in 30s, Instagram is a great place to be. The pictures, videos, quotes, and short comments can be quickly shared, and your posts can become viral, being shared by so many people that it spreads like a virus. So next, we come to Twitter, twitter.com. Now, Twitter has been in the news a lot in the last few years, mostly because of political usage. Opinions galore. For your book, you'll have your own audience and a different usage. but you can see how this tool could be a great one to have in your promotional toolbox. Your tweet has to be short and to the point. You can only use 140 characters in a tweet, so you have to make it very short, but it's surprising how much you can get across in that length of time. When you add links to your tweets, people can be sent back to your website and a longer message. So now we come to the last social media site we'll talk about, and that's Pinterest, Pinterest.com. Pinterest is one of the newer kids on the block, but it has caught on quickly. At first, this site seemed to be dominated by crafts, gardening, and such, and those things are still there, but almost every business imaginable has a presence there now. There are millions of people who go to Pinterest every day, and millions of dollars worth of sales come from there. Besides, it seems to be the fastest growing of all the sites. Women are the predominant users of Pinterest, usually women in the 30 to 60 age range who are dedicated to their homes and families, and these women are known for making lots of purchases. So any books which address the issues of women are good subjects for Pinterest. As you probably know, posts on Pinterest are graphics, known as pins. And just like the other social sites, people share the pins with their friends and colleagues. So there is a likelihood that your pins could spread to other sites for your publicity. So there you have the five main social media sites which will help get your word out about your book. There are others, and you might prefer one of them, yet these are the most used. YouTube, of course, is very popular, and eventually you'll use this one, but if you haven't already started recording videos, this would be a diversion right now and not a big help. So we'll take this up later in the course. There are a few suggestions that I'd like to make, though, for each platform. First, let me say that each site will give you some instructions on how to set up your page. And in each one, there are some things to consider. First, fill out a good, positive, thorough About Me section. You want to bring up your book in as many ways as possible. And be sure you submit a good headshot. Also, a cover photo. Occasionally, you will see people just have the shadow, generic shadow on there instead of their face, and that is really not a good idea. That doesn't seem very friendly, and it certainly doesn't seem like it's very professional. But as soon as you get that up, you'll start liking people or sending them friend requests. Now, some of those will befriend you back, and that's how you can get a following. With Twitter, you call it following them anyway, and they'll be following you back. Three, write a little something every week and put it on all of your sites. You can share someone else's graphic or design your own, or you can use a quote or a famous saying. But what you need to do is every week, if you put something on one of the sites, then you can take a portion of it and put it on the shorter sites. You can put it on all of them. Just take a portion of that and distribute it at one time so that you know that you've covered everything, and that will fulfill your requirements at this time. One thing I want to say is be sure to stay positive. You don't want to be putting negative messages out there. Now, in our later training, we'll take a look at some tools which can help you do more of this with less effort. However, for right now, you just need to set these up and start some interaction. But one word of caution. Since these are social sites, it's easy to go there and get too sociable, hang out with your friends, and stay there all morning. Your book will not get written that way, so most people have to put up a guard against too much time here. Another good place for a few rules for yourself. It can be like this joke. A girl says to her friend, "You know, I have LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest accounts." "Friend, and do you have a life?" "Oh my, no. Could you send me a link?" Now, there's a lot of truth to that, as we all know. Just as a reminder, this is supposed to help you market your book, not to keep you from writing it. So much for social media just now. Next, we're going to talk about setting up your website, and this will be a little more involved, so we'll take this in a separate training. See you there!